Hello. Jimmy, I pressed the button too quick.
No, that's all good.
How you doing, man?
Good, good. How about you, Cal?
I'm bad. I could have been better, Tim. I could have been better. I know we were both at the game last night. I'm not feeling too hyped leaving that one. How about you?
Yeah, me neither. I was hoping I wasn't. I was hoping I wasn't feeling, you know, as too. I wasn't feeling too bad for this episode.
Yeah.
Hey, man. But. Man, why is it always that was a shit show?
I feel like we always say, like, oh, you know, but it's Houston, weird shit happens. Oh, it's Colorado, weird shit happens. But this is like a lot of games in a row now. I think Galaxy winless in like five or six games or something.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's weird, and somehow we're still fourth. That's been the big thing today, right? Like the Galaxy winless, I think, in like five or six games.
Yeah.
There's a couple of draws in there. You know, and somehow we're still in fourth place and we have 4 points on Portland, but they're charging behind us, man. Like we could have been much more comfortable in the standings, but now we got to worry about Portland, Salt Lake, and the Levas chasing us. You got to tell me before we get into like the actual game. I would love to hear about your new section. You were sitting like behind me, right? Like
yeah, I was trying to look for you. I was like, man, where's this dude Calvin at? I just could not find you. I was trying to find your hat and everything. I was like, man, where's this man at?
Why did you move sections? So you came over to 108, right? But out of curiosity, I'm curious as to what prompted that move.
Well, I was always in 108. But I was like more like below the levels, but I couldn't really see from right there. And my vision is really bad from right there. And I can't really see the plays going on the other side of the field. So I kind of wanted to see what, on the other side of the field, like what that was going on.
Sure.
And we decided to move a little bit higher. We're actually in row G now.
Oh, cool.
For our new season tickets. And I wanted to see how that's like. And it looks really good.
Cool. Yeah. And I mean, it there. Yeah, I've been in 108 too for a long time now, and it's nice. The people are nice there. It's a party.
Very cool.
It also gets rowdy when we're not doing so well. And last night was crazy, man. So I think let's just talk about the first thing. 12 minutes in, we give up a goal, right? I think the Bond versus Klinsmann debate is over now because we get scored on in the 12th minute. Klinsmann just expects the defender to do something. Or watches the defender, and or they don't talk to each other. Something happens. There's a big miscommunication, and then Klinsmann gets caught, and they scored on him. And we were playing catch up pretty much the whole rest of the game against the second worst team in the Western Conference. Man, I don't know. What are you thinking about Klinsmann and Bond? I guess Bond sat out because he had a quad strain or something going on. So they're just resting him. But what were you thinking in that moment when we gave up the goal to Houston?
I was like, man, that just looked too easy for them. Like, they literally just walked around our defense, and then he just did a little tap, and it just went in. I was like, as soon as he made that pass, I was like, oh, shit, this is going in.
Right, and Klinsmann is just watching. Yeah.
Yeah, and he just watched it.
Mikey's in the house. What's up, Mikey? Mikey, contribute your thoughts in the chat, and we'll read them if you have anything to weigh in on as we're going. Yeah, so... It was an okay start. We get scored on, and then nothing happens for the whole game. It was so – they looked like they didn't want to play, and I'm starting to get worried, Tim. You know, Corner of the Galaxy thinks that we might be regressing a little bit to that 2019 where we were really good. And then we just drop off a cliff. You know, Chicha, let's talk about Chicha real quick. Chicha gets up on that Dejan assist, right?
Yes.
Pops, puts it in the back. That was nice. What'd you think
that
about
was
that
great.
One?
Great. I mean, me and Mikey called it because we knew that if they both put on the field, it was automatically magic. You know what I mean? And Dejan, yeah. His very hidden special talent is that he has vision.
Yeah.
He's very good. He's a very good passer for a striker. So I'm sure he knew that Chicha was going to be in the box, and he just – because he didn't think about it. It was just a turn, and then he crossed it, and it turned into a goal.
Yeah, the rest is history. I think we had a lot of looks like that where people were kind of in the right place, but there was just no final killer instinct. I think I counted three times in the first half. Chicha is on the end of a run, and then, like, the ball comes right in front of him, and he just stops running. Yeah. And it, you know, like, if you would have finished the run, I think you get the tap in. We could have easily been up 3-1 at halftime, and it just didn't happen.
And also, I agree with Mikey.
Yeah,
he said we were simply just not good enough. No one played well. Very mediocre performance. I'm going to have to agree with that, especially for the first 65 minutes. Oh, my God. That was painful.
It was so bad.
I even texted you, Count. I was like, dude, we are not playing good right now.
It is not good. It's not good. So we see the game out. There was a little bit of a worry at halftime, right? I thought Chicha was coming out at half because he went down really hard. I think he was trying to get a penalty right before the half, and he didn't get the call. And, you know, he stayed down. I think he was trying to make his point. I was a little bit worried about his limping, but, you know, to our surprise, they came out in a two-striker formation. I think that's what we're going to have to do, Tim, moving forward.
I think so.
And then, like, when one of them gets tired or whatever, you're trying to kill off the game, just take one out and then go back to the one striker or put Zubac in, because we can't, like, we're not scoring.
Some people were also saying do five in the back, but, I mean, we tried five in the back, but look at how that worked out when we got a tie, but it was still shaky.
Stagnant and shaky. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Everyone by halftime was, like, and granted, Cabral started on the bench. Legette started on the bench. And, you know, people like to shit on the boy, but, you know, much like his performance in the U.S. team, Legette came in and there was a spark of energy to the game.
Yes.
And I think he means more to the team than a lot of people are willing to admit.
And also, what I'd really like to point out, very underrated statement I'm about to say, as soon as Cabral came in, the field just looked spread out a lot more.
Yeah.
Like his runs are just like how Greg Vanney said, his runs and his floor spacing is just super underrated in his game. And I immediately saw it. This dude was making run. He was getting into space, getting into threatening areas. But I just think that he just needs to be a little bit more physical. Cause I was having that conversation with my uncle, who I always go to the game with. He was like, Cabral is a good player, mijo, but there's just something about him that needs to be better. And I said, it's just he needs to be more physical.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, think about it. If he's, what, 6'1"?
Yeah, something like that.
And if he was if he had Ibra's aggressiveness, like that, dude.
And strength.
He would be fucking unstoppable, dude. I mean, he has the speed, too. Ibra didn't have speed, but that's because he was, like, 37, 38 years old.
Yeah.
But he has the height. He has the speed. It's just,
it's frustrating, and I don't like the way he receives the ball. I think he likes to step over it and kind of drag it, and I think he gets dispossessed too much, man. So I think Cabral has a lot of tightening up to do, but I think it is helpful for Galaxy fans to see how we miss him when he's not on the field. And he definitely brings something, whether or not he's sharp or not or whatever, you know, he'll develop. Mikey says the selection was very questionable. Want to understand Vanny's reasoning behind the 11. If you ask me, I think Vanny said Houston's garbage. We should be able to get it done. If we need to kill off the game, we'll bring in the killers. Last 20 minutes. I think what he miscalculated was that he was going to need to bring the killers on to catch up. You know, like I think it shows that Vanny kind of wrote this game off, and we paid for it, and I think it's an important lesson. I think he was looking ahead to Minnesota. We have to go to Minnesota. That's not an easy place to play, even though they haven't beat us there.
Damn, we got to go there again.
Yeah, we got to go there again. They're leaving tomorrow. So, I mean, for some reason, we're losing the games that we're supposed to win, or tying the games we're supposed to win and winning the games we're supposed to lose. So I think 3 points in Minnesota would jump us up into that 40-point range, into the top of the West, and keep us there. Right now, they're nipping at our heels, man. I want to talk a little bit, Timmy, about what you saw happening on the Discord last night. People calling Vanny out. People calling for us missing the playoffs. What did you see? And what do you think about what you saw? Walk us through. I know you had taken some pictures of it to talk about. So I'm curious as to what you saw and what it means.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know if it was just acting out of emotion or if it's just actually these thoughts that they're having, but there's some people in the Galaxy Discord that are saying that we might miss playoffs. But I mean, if I'm going to be honest, I wasn't willing to admit it yesterday because I was all up in my feels, just like, no, there's no way. My positive energy just would not let me admit it. But today I came in with more open eyes. And if we continue with this regression, I mean, it's a possibility. That's not out of the window. It is a possibility. But I don't want to think about it right now because, like, we have the talent. We just, I don't know what's going on. It's just the situation is just so complicated. I can't put it into words, dude. But
yeah,
I still think it's a reach, though, saying that we're not going to make the playoffs. I think we will. But I'm just saying if we keep going on this type of, like, track of, like, just giving away games like this, then of course.
Yeah, it's bad. I think, C-Sin says, why are you crying?
Who's crying?
C-San, do you think we're missing the playoffs? Yes or no, and why? So while we wait for that, let's see here. We have, okay, so 538 is the big stat website, right? They do projections for all the sports, matches, odds, whatever. 538 really, really likes to shit on us.
Mm-hmm.
They have us finishing the season with 50 points. And what people have said in the past, and Josh has said in the past, and everyone has said in the past, you need at least 51 points. And they have us projected at 50 points with a -3 goal differential, 83% to win the playoffs. I'm sorry, 83% to make the playoffs. And we were at 88 before. I think we're at the tipping point right now. Like, if we're going to fall apart, we're going to fall apart hard. If we catch up, we're going to catch up real good.
Okay. Yeah.
C-San goes, wait, he says, you know, it's about to be the weekend. I'm having a good day. I'm sorry, man. C-San. I know, man. Yeah.
Fuck, man. That tie yesterday was just painful.
I know. I think the tie yesterday put the fear in people. It's like, oh, no. It's happening again. Vanny out though, bro.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think that's a reach. Yeah, people were saying that too. Like, should we start questioning Greg Vanny? I mean, you could question him, but saying Greg Vanny out after the first season, bro, come on.
I know.
Y'all weren't saying that about GBS when we had locked on, and then we were carried into the playoffs by that man. Come on now.
I know. It's crazy. Man. Okay. What else do we have to talk about, Tim? Minnesota?
Honestly, I hate to be super positive, but I think we can make it in Minnesota. I think we could.
I think so, too.
I think Greg Vanny is just tired of the shit that's been going on. I think now he's going to finally step his foot down.
He's got a... So. C-San says, we look sad. We just don't know what to do. It's just, I was hoping we would have a very different show today.
Yeah, it bro, just Houston sucks, really fucked us again.
It feels like a loss, dude. That's what it does. We didn't lose. Oh, Mikey.
The optimism here is killing me. Man, Mike, I wish we had you on the show. I don't know where Cal went. That fool disappeared, but I want us to win in Minnesota. Shoot. There he is.
I got kicked out. Yeah, my bad. There he goes. I left. I got angry. Yeah, Mikey says the optimism's crazy. I mean, I don't think it does us any good to be negative at this point. I think
I don't want to go more down the shitter, you know?
Yeah, I think we've been playing like trash. It's true.
We have.
It's true. I think that good teams have you know, spells with which they grow, I think this game against Minnesota is going to be really telling. If we shit the bed on Saturday, I think that we're in trouble now.
Yeah.
100%. And that's not good. He said, we don't play, Vu.
I play in my head. I'm on the field in my head. That's all that matters.
Yeah, we don't play. Yeah, I'm not going to criticize Vanny. I'm going to be curious. I'm
be curious.
Yeah, being critical is, you know, whatever. Like, we can talk about that.
Yeah, I ain't no coach.
Damn, I'm not a coach.
I'm just calling for what I see.
But, yeah, dude, I don't know. I think Vanny is fine. We'll be fine.
Can't go nowhere. So, I think Chris should step in and play.
Yeah.
Chris should put on the jersey, bro. That man has more heart than all those players out there, bro.
Yeah, dude. For real. Okay. Geez, Timmy, I had something I wanted to talk about, but I forgot what it was. Austin. So I'm going to Austin. So we have Minnesota this week, then Austin next week. Can I say something, though? Go ahead, C-San. Let's see. While he types up. I'm going to Austin. Are you going? No, you're not going to me. You haven't been to away days, really, Timmy, right?
Nah, yeah. I don't know why, but I want Miami to be my first one. Yeah. Only because, you know, who's the owner and the stadium.
Yeah, no. It's tight. Yeah. Okay. C-San, you want to hop on here or you just want to type it? Let's see what he says. We'll take a caller. Brandon said, that's why you left the Discord.
Oh, the Levis fan typed in here.
Did you leave the Discord?
Which Discord? Oh, no, not the Galaxy Discord. I left his Discord.
Oh, his Discord.
We were talking in there for a little bit before the show.
Good. Yeah. All right, man. Yeah. Well, Minnesota, do you think anything changes? What do you think Vanny does?
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't give us did he give us a timeline on how long Bond is out?
No, I think it was just a C-Sin says we need help. Agreed. All right, C-San, I'm emailing you right now. Go ahead. No, we didn't get a timeline for Bond, but it was just a quad strain, and I think that they are they're letting him rest. But what do you think? Williams is out too. Williams was out.
That's okay. He wasn't.
What do you think?
Doing that well.
What does your lineup look like for Saturday?
I want to do the classic 4-4-2.
Okay. So who's your back line?
My back line. Fuck. Even though I don't like Steris, I'm going to have to put Steris in there. Maybe. Because Sega hasn't been playing well either, man. That man's looking really shaky, and everyone's starting to call him Sega Siani. I'm like, that's got to hurt, man.
And Williams, too. Let's talk about Steris, though. Are we back to loving Steris?
I mean,
there he is.
Man of the match, for fuck's sake, dude.
Hey, Jesus. Chris, we're joined by CSAN07 right now. Hey, Chris, why are we loving Steris again?
Who?
Steris, Daniel Steris.
Nah, don't even start on that one, bro.
I know, man, it's hard, but fuck, he's doing better than Williams and Sega, bro.
Yesterday I was at the game with my brother, and he was saying, why didn't he start Steris and the pew. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. I was hearing you guys from the start of the show, and I have the same energy you guys have, and it's like, what the hell what can we expect now? These guys keep talking about there's a ceiling, we haven't reached our full potential. Like, I don't know if you're aware, dude, there's like 7-8 games left. Like, when are you gonna hit this potential? You know what I mean?
I know. And there's always like the when do you peak, right? And we peaked really early, and it's not.
I mean, good. Did we though? Because I mean, I felt like Chicharito just came in full blast, and he's taking the life. I mean, did you you guys were there yesterday?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I have a tendency of when I'm there without the fam, I switch sides on the field just like the team does. So I get to see Chicharito's movement and energy, and this doesn't get shown a lot on TV. A lot of people don't see it, but dude, this guy's like pumping up his team, man. You know, and I don't feel the energy response from them back to him. You know, like that goal he scored. God damn, that was a hell of a goal.
Yeah, it was.
Hell of a goal, dude.
I just don't know. Like, yeah, so Vanny's dragging them, right? And Chicha is dragging them. And it's like they still have that energy sometimes that's like the GBS energy, you know? Yes. So like we're going to drag our feet. I don't know what it's going to take to change that. I mean, maybe it's getting rid of Jonah.
I think it is.
Maybe shipping off Legette, even though my tune has kind of changed on Legette a little bit. Stairs is one of those guys, you know? There's just a lot left over.
Alvarez, Efra, like really?
He looked really bad yesterday.
Really?
I didn't even know he was playing. Fool. I'm not even trying
dude,
to
dude, it, no, it's I don't know, man. Like, dude, but you see the difference. Joe Felix, whatever, yeah. Comes in, bro. Comes in and look at the energy the guy put in, bro. Just the athlete, man. Like, even I was getting texts across the field from other people, and they're like, dude, look at this guy.
Yeah,
my brother did say we should put Chicharito as an attacking mid because he does seem to be able to touch the ball a little more,
like tucked in.
Yeah,
and he's dropping real deep to get the ball too.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking insane.
So I mean, they push up Jonah to attack and hold Ragelson behind him, and that guy's still passing back. So I don't know, man.
I don't know. I'm with you. Like you captured it, right? It's like it's going to be Friday tomorrow, and like I'm going into it like Saturday is going to be crazy. But like I said, we're losing the games or tying the games we're supposed to win and winning the ones we're supposed to lose. So I just don't know what to do anymore or what to think anymore.
It's up to them at the end of the day. There's a few contracts coming up. Some of the players might be checked out already. You know, remember at the beginning of the season, I did say we're not a championship team, and I said it last time I came on.
Yeah.
You know, I do want us to make playoffs. That could be a building, a foundation to what he's trying to build. But yeah. I don't know. I feel, you know who I haven't seen around lately, and I find that odd is De Close.
Oh.
And I'm being honest. Like, he usually will come out in a press conference talking everything, and it's been real quiet. So there's something boiling, man. There's something boiling back there.
I think his contract is up too, and they've like pushed him away. I think Vanny wants to do the Bruce Arena, like I'm the GM and the coach kind of thing, and we'll see.
And if that's the case, I'm up for it. That's fine. We'll take this year as a lost year.
Mikey says thank you for grounding these fools who won't criticize the team.
Hey, you know why I'm here.
Brandon says Chicha's looking younger than these other players.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's really fair.
Dude. I think, and
we play so. Oh my god, it's fucking killing me, dude.
But I appreciate the fact that you can tell what Cabral brings now, though. Like when he steps on, right? He's the finished product is far from being really here, but the stretching, like you said, Timmy, you can tell that the shape of the team changes when he comes on and the burst of energy. But maybe it's getting rid of all these guys who have been on the team for 5 years. And I hate to say that, but there's a lot left over from the bad times.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That energy's still there. That energy is still there.
It is. Do y'all think, because you know, Vanny is very known, he's known for bringing in a really, really solid DP number 10. Do you guys think he brings one in next year once we get rid of Jonah or Jonah takes down a pay cut?
That's a good point. We still don't have that number 10.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we have Vasquez, but he can only do it for so long.
Dude, that guy, that's like 25 minutes. That guy looked like Zubac. I was happy, though. Zubac wasn't on the bench yesterday, so haha.
Yeah. They're listening to me. Who's gone, man? Yeah. He's gone.
What do you think, Chris? Do you think they should play two striker like that all the time, or do you think they should continue with the one for the other?
I'm 50-50 about it, because if you play the lone striker with Chicharito, by the time you bring in the help in the second half, that guy's gassed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's a problem. But if you start them off together, the only issue with that, what would be your wild card in the second half if you're still 1-1-0-0?
Yeah,
that would be the only issue, and I don't know. I like it when I see both of them, but I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, like, what does the team look like otherwise, right? Cabral and Granter, they're not going to be playing together, it seems like, right? It's one for the other, the same reason. So maybe you take Chicha off for Cabral and then play that way, or flip, like, take Chicha off and put Granter in. I don't know. But then there's Efra. Who knows? Kleschen's old. It's just an unfinished. I think we've realized it's an unfinished team.
Yeah. It needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of work. And there's other teams, like, and you could tell there's other teams right now that are peaking. Like I mean, I hate to say it, but look at Seattle. They've been playing good. They took a dip right now. And look at them now, dude. Like, it's they're peaking, dude. Like,
Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City, yeah. New England. Even though they've only played mostly East Coast teams, which is whatever, but they're peaking, yeah. Man. Like, it's, I don't know.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you the famous question, Cisen. Do we win on Saturday or no?
You know, I'm in a good place, bro. it's the weekend.
No comment.
No. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's turf out there too, right? If I remember.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And we barely got the scrappy win coming home, so.
Yeah. Hold on.
Why can't Minnesota
right
come
now?
Over here, bro? Fuck. Yeah.
Hey, Minnesota's nice. I like Minnesota.
It is.
Oh, it is. It is. It's bluegrass pitch, whatever that means. Allianz Arena, turf.
It's turf.
It's turf. Yeah. I think they're changing turf. It. But
yeah. So, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I think the players are tired too. Like, legit is exhausted. I feel like it. And you can see it.
You know, he's played a lot of soccer. Mm-hmm. He's played like too much soccer this year. Yeah. I think
a little too much for the U.S. man.
You know how I feel? In my mind, I'm like, you know what? I don't even care if they win or lose. That's what I'm saying right now. On Saturday, I'm going to be bitching on Twitter. But right now, I'm like, I'm tired too, man. I don't know. It was a long night out there last night. It was just slow.
Dude, I was getting mad.
All right, boys. What else? What else? Do I have a hot button question? No, I think that's pretty much it. We've covered it.
Said, did you see the goal celebration that Jovelik was like, vamos, with Chicharito? I was like, oh, yeah.
He's bringing a good energy, and I like it. Hopefully, we're not just going to give him 15, 20 minutes like we have been. Yeah. Like, give him a half or something, you know?
I mean, he's shown that he deserves 90 minutes, bro.
Yeah. And it's the same with Jonah, you know, like, if you're gonna give me 45, dude, give me a good 45, sub out, whatever. But I hate when you're dragging your ass like the extra 15, 20 minutes in second half, dude. Like, sub out, let's bring some, dude. Saldana can make a fucking difference in the team, you know what I mean? Like,
he looked like he was about to come in too, and then he changed his mind. But so, yeah, I like that kid.
So we'll see, man. But I wanted to give my 2 cents on the whole Vanny thing before we hit the 30.
Yeah.
So his, like, I have a strong feeling like when these coaches pick their players, you know, they have to stick by them. They have to, like, there's no going back. Like, you have to stick on the player. You, Cabral, like I said, I'm not bashing on him, everything, but it's when he does these press conferences, he's all like, oh man, do you see his movement? You see this? He has to defend these guys. He has to. Right. He picked them. You know what I mean? You don't ever see him talking good or bad about, like, I don't know, say like Araujo or something, because technically they're not his players. You know what I mean? But like, he has to defend Cabral. And I don't know, hopefully that doesn't become an issue later on, because if this guy doesn't develop the way he's supposed to, at the end of the day, dude, that's your player. That's you picked him, you know?
And that was the big thing with GBS too, right? He brought Alvarez. He went and got Polenta. He went and got all these guys, right? And Vanny does like to pick his young, not flashy guys too. So I'm curious to see what he does in the off season. I think that's a good point. So Brandon says, is this your homie, Tim?
Yeah.
He wants to know if we think LAFC will make the playoffs.
I don't talk about that team ever, so I don't care.
I can't answer that question. Timmy, no. I'll take that to you.
Do I have to answer it?
I don't even know how to spell their name.
CHIBAS, bro.
Mike Trout. I don't know.
But dude, they're making a push though. That's all I'll say. I just know they're making a push, but I'm not gonna go off and say that they're gonna do this and that. But I am seeing the push, because it's insane. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
No comments. No comments.
All right.
If I say anything else, I get in trouble.
Last thoughts. It's the 30. Chris, you up? You have any final thoughts?
At this point of the season, guys, us as fans, we just have to. The shit talking hasn't worked. The motivation hasn't worked. We're fully healthy. I think the only guy missing yesterday was Williamson. We're fully healthy. So at this point, it's up to them, fam. and that's all we can hope for. Don't get so angry on social media, guys. You know, it's just a game.
Agreed.
It's hard, man. It's hard. Especially when you see other people tweeting, it's hard.
I get mad that other people are wilding out on there. Like, that's me what too. Makes me mad. It's like, I have to, like, not look at.
And that's why I tell people not to add me, because I am such a troll, and I'm just going to piss you off. That's all I do on social media, just piss you off.
I love it. I love it.
I love it. Also, I wanted to bring one more point. Julian, he didn't look his greatest. This is, like, a little hot take. He didn't look that great. But that was because he had at least two players on him, from what I noticed on my side, on him the whole entire second half. He could not create from that right side at all. And it was painful to see, man, because it's like, because he didn't have any support on that right side. Did y'all see anything?
But then also, I think Houston was icing the game so good, man.
I know.
So, and people hate it. I hate it too when it's against me. But these guys, they were dropping like flies when they had the chance, bro.
And also, yeah,
they were icing the game, man. And that takes a toll on our team.
Yep. Timmy, final thoughts?
Well, I just don't. I'm hoping the best for Saturday, man. Fuck me. I don't want another shitty ass tie like this again. God damn. But that's it. I'm hoping just to keeping it positive. It's the weekend, like Let's Chris go. Said. And I'm hoping for a win. I'm going to say 2-1 win, Galaxy.
2-1 win. I'll go 2-1. I'll go 2-1 because I want to put positivity out into the universe.
I'll go 2-1. I'll go 2-1 Minnesota.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Fair
enough. Mikey's trying to get on here, do his little spiel. He's like, if you've listened this far to the podcast, you can check us out everywhere at G30. That's Mikey's piece. Brandon's last word. One thing for sure, that guy Timmy was beefing in that podcast. We don't claim him. Dang.
I think he's talking about the LA is our house guy.
Yeah. And come check me out on socials, Mikey says, at CFC Michael. All right. C-San, you want to put your social out there, or you wanna leave it?
No, okay. I don't. No.
Timmy, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter. That's my Twitter handle right there, and I think in the bottom left. Left for me, possibly bottom right for y'all. You can find
it's
me
in
on
the middle.
Instagram at SpongyTaco18. And keep up with us in the G30 crew at G30 podcast on all platforms.
Cool. And I am CountShock786. Thank you so much for helping us out, C-San.
Thanks.
See you later.
Later,
guys.